Hey everyone, it's Rose.
And Maggie.
And welcome to Enchanting Magic. Today we're going to be talking about Disney.
Yes, we are. But don't worry, folks, pretty soon we're going to slip some magic into it, some other kind of magic. What kind of magic are we talking about, Rose?
We will probably be talking about some Hedwig's Flight.
Yes. I will just say it out loud. Harry Potter!
Okay. So we are taking a quick break, though, with our food and how we're going to spend our day budget-wise.
Just because we need more time.
I was just going to say we want a little bit more time to explore some of the options that are not typical. Not as typical.
True. Okay.
Okay. We want to explore that a little bit, so you're going to have to give us a minute or another day or so.
Or a week or so. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're gonna do a different one today, and we will be eventually getting back to Harry Potter at some point. We have it in our list of topics. We just need to get to it.
True. We have lots of ideas about the magic of Harry Potter. So
and if you have any ideas, please let us know. We will love suggestions. Mm-hmm. It feels like we're talking straight to you when you are doing when you do that. We love conversations.
Oh, it's wonderful. Yep.
Okay. But first, Disney news.
You or me?
Would you like to go first? I know you're very excited.
I am very excited. I got this flash today at work. It said that Frozen 3 is coming out in 2027. I know it's 2 years. It's kind of like the Bridgerton series. You have to wait like every 2 years. But Frozen 3 is coming out in 2027. And also Zootopia 2 is coming out at about the same time. As a teacher, my kids love Zootopia. They think it's hilarious. Not that they don't love Olaf, but it's exciting. So I have something to look forward to.
All right. I have news. First is the new pass holder magnet has dropped at Epcot, so you're welcome to go get it. I did already. The second is the Astro Orbiter Tower has been removed for its refurbishment. So wow. If you're looking over in Tomorrowland, it looks a little bit less stuff in the sky.
That's got to be strange not to see that.
The pictures are really weird to look at for me.
I gotta look. Okay.
The Lakeshore Lodge is constructing still, and it's set to open in 2027.
Oh, that's the year.
Mm-hmm. There's new permits for Pop Century. No idea what they're constructing, but they're doing something.
Wow. Okay. Only Pop Century, too. That's weird.
Well, it is kind of by itself with Art of Animation across the way, so.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. My next thing is closing dates. Sadness.
Aww. Oh, so sadness from Inside Out.
This is for Hollywood Studios. I have three closing dates to announce. One is Muppet Vision 3D, and the which is going to be June 8th.
Wow. Okay.
Pizza Rizzo, the quick service there, will also be on June 8th.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah. Okay.
However, the sit-down restaurant, Mama Melrose, is going to be on May 11th. And I am a little bit sad about this because I'm pretty sure this is the first place I tried calamari on one of our trips.
Yeah, Mama Melrose. Really? I didn't realize that.
Yeah. Munchkin decided to order it, and it came with these three dips, almost like a pesto, a cream sauce, and a marinara sauce.
Yeah. Wow.
It was years ago, back before Star Wars Land existed.
Okay.
Mm. Yummy.
Anything else?
That is all the news I have.
Okay. Oh, wow. My phone is coming. That's you. Well, that's my phone is going off. I don't know if you guys can hear it. And it's Rose texting.
And Munchkin.
So
Munchkin made mac and cheese and pulled pork, just like our favorite place at Animal Kingdom.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So
today we're going to be playing a game.
Yes, it is. And it's called
This or That.
So what we did is we talked about a few different topics, like general topics about parks, rides. One thing we didn't have. Oh, we do have food. That's right. We did food. We did characters, attire, and then like wow things. Like, and we're going to jump around. Rose wasn't sure if we should do like one topic at a time, but I'm so excited about all the different topics. So I'm going to jump all around.
And we will highlight so that we don't forget which ones we have done.
Sure. Oh, you already got something highlighted.
I thought you were at something.
No, I haven't done anything yet.
Oh, well, I'm first then.
Okay, go for it.
All right, my first question is in the rise section. Would you rather pirates or It's a Small World?
Pirates. Now, do I need to say why?
Yes.
Pirates because it's a boat ride and it has a little drop, and the same song doesn't sing over and over and over again.
Alrighty.
Okay,
I
here's
would
what.
probably also pick Pirates just because I enjoy Pirates a lot more. But I do like It's a Small World.
I didn't realize we were both talking. I'm sorry. Okay, very good. Okay, Rose, rope drop or close the park?
I would rather close the park.
Oh,
And that is simply because I am a night owl.
very true. Yes.
I prefer to be in the at dark. However, I don't enjoy the fireworks part, so I would like to close Animal Kingdom, please.
Okay.
Or Hollywood Studios.
I would probably try rope drop because by like 7 o'clock I am exhausted. Okay.
You have to get up early, though.
I can get up early. I get up early every day for work. So,
True.
okay.
All right. Mine, I'm going to drop down to food. Would you rather have a Mickey bar or a Mickey ice cream sandwich?
And folks, that we can choose neither. I would rather neither.
You have to choose one or the other.
I don't like bars and I don't like sandwiches.
Yeah, choose
If I was going to choose one, it'd have to be a sandwich because I could pull it apart. How about you?
I would also choose the sandwich. I enjoy ice cream sandwiches. I love lo it's like a Chipwich, Mom. A chocolatey cakey cookie with ice cream in the middle.
It's more like a whoopie pie.
Whoopie pies are delicious.
Yeah. So mine is going to be in the wows. Pride Lands or the 100 Acre Woods?
100 Acre Woods shade.
Oh,
I
okay.
prefer the shade, please. It is so
Okay.
hot in Africa. I'm not sure I could handle the Pride Lands very well.
Okay. No problem. Mine is very obviously 100 Acre Wood because that's where Winnie the Pooh is.
Well, at least we agree on that one.
Yeah, we've actually agreed on all of them so far.
Nope. Well, we had different for rope drop.
Oh, that's true. Yes.
All right,
Okay.
you ready for mine?
Yep.
Would you
Yes.
rather go in winter or in summer?
Summer, definitely.
Oh, we're about to differ again.
Why?
First of all, tell me why.
I like hot weather. I like getting a suntan. I like being out there in the summer. And, yeah, we sweat, but it's also pretty much better than going in the winter when it's right now, Rose. You were in a jacket and sweatpants. I don't want to do that at Disney. Disney's about shorts and cute outfits and ponytails. Yeah.
It is 64 degrees outside right now.
Okay, Rose, what was it this weekend when you went? You were in sweatpants and a short sleeve shirt.
Okay, my preference is winter. One is, despite the fact that I live in Florida for some reason, I prefer colder weather.
Come back home.
The second reason is Christmas, Mom. Christmas at
Oh,
Disney.
my God, that's right. I forgot about that. Okay. You got me there. You got me there. I do agree with you there. And that was unfair. Okay. Shorts or skirt?
I think normally I prefer shorts.
Okay.
I just it I don't the fabric hitting me between the legs sometimes I just can't handle sometimes.
Got it.
So yeah.
Shorts with a pocket, though, that you can throw your phone in.
Yo, yeah, pockets are needed. If my shorts don't have pockets, I'm going for the skirt with them.
I totally agree with you. So we're actually, I like skorts because I wear those all the time, but I have been getting into like bicycle shorts with the pocket in it. Makes life a lot easier. Okay. Go for
All
it,
right.
Rose.
Would you rather get
Yeah.
stuck on Small World or Space Mountain?
Oh gosh. I would say Small World because I don't think I can hand wait, stuck frozen or stuck riding it continuously?
Stuck frozen, like it stopped working.
Probably Space Mountain, so I don't have to hear the song, which I love the song, but I don't think I could take it over and over and over again.
Cover the height, don't forget the height.
Well, Yeah, that's true. Maybe I'll. No, I changed my mind. I think it will be on It's a Small World. How about you?
It's a small world after all. It's a small world. I would prefer space.
Little dolls kicking their feet and their dresses go up. You'd rather Small World also?
No, I'd rather Space Mountain. I don't mind heights.
No, I don't either.
And I don't want that song looped in my head.
True. But I have to say, we have gone through on the People Mover where Space Mountain has had all the lights on it.
Oh, it looks so cool.
It closed down. It is very cool to see the structure. I mean, then we went on YouTube and we found like what it looks like. You go through the whole thing with the lights on.
Also looks cool.
It does look cool, except it's scary too, because you can actually see where you're going and it looks very close and all these metal pieces. So, okay. Ready? I'm going to do a character. Would you rather hug Sully or Mike Wazowski?
I would think I would rather hug Sully. He's so fluffy.
I agree. And you know those mimes I send on Instagram and all the other, not Instagram, on my text messages to you and your sister? It's always Sully hugging Boo. And it's like so loving. I love it. Okay.
Oh, yeah. All the mimes, Mom. The mimes.
Not mimes, whatever they're called.
Memes.
Memes, that's right.
All right.
I'm pretty tech savvy for my age, so go for it.
All right. Would you rather eat at Casey's Corner or Cosmic Rays?
Cosmic Rays. I don't like hot dogs. So definitely would be Casey's Corner has the hot dogs.
Casey's Corner has like the hot dog nuggets and stuff.
Yeah, no, I would rather do Casey's Corner because I do like the cheeseburgers and hamburgers in Disney World. I think they're pretty good.
Casey's Corner has the little mini hot dogs. Okay.
I was going to say, but Casey's Corner has a milkshake, doesn't it?
Does it?
I think it does.
I've never had a milkshake there.
I thought they did.
I don't remember.
Well, we will check that out, folks. Okay, ready? This is my first one I ever came up with here. Mickey Pretzel. Sorry, let me say that again. Mickey Pretzel or Dole Whip?
Dole Whip.
Wrong answer.
Too bad. You didn't let me answer the last one, so you don't get to answer this one.
Okay, fine. Go ahead.
Would you rather go in off season or the busy year? Please remember that your breaks are in the busy season.
Repeat that. I'd rather go in the off season.
But your breaks are in the busy season, so you have to take you have to take your work time.
But I'm retiring in 7 years and 4 months. I would rather go in the off season. Any place, no matter where you go, it could be anywhere. On a busy season, it's hard. Standing in line for 2 hours is difficult. If you don't have a fast pass, a lightning loop, or whatever they're called now, you're standing in line for so long. So I'd rather off season.
I prefer the off season as well, even though Disney really doesn't have an off season anymore.
Well, they do in the summer, where I like to go. I think when we went in April,
it was pretty busy. It was spring break time.
I didn't think it was busy. Okay.
Oh, yeah, it was pretty busy. A lot of lines were like an hour plus.
Okay. Anyway, your turn.
Yeah, there's no off season anymore.
Okay. You're using two different color highlighters, Rose.
I'm using blue.
Okay. Your turn.
It's your turn, Mom.
Oh, it's mine. Oh, I'm sorry. No, I didn't. I just asked. Oh, that's right.
I just asked.
Okay. Thinking about rides, which is two of our favorites and Munchkin's favorite too. Buzz Lightyear or Toy Story Mania? And we're not talking about how exhausted your arm feels on Toy Story either.
Yeah, it does. It feels so tired.
Why Toy Story?
There's more variety.
Variety.
That word.
Yes.
To the different games you get to play. And I enjoy that.
Yeah. I love walking into it. I love the idea of being in a room. You're small. You've got Candyland up above your house. You've got monkeys. You've got toy things. You've got dice, crayons. And then you get to it. And it's an arcade game. And it's hilarious. But yeah, you've got to constantly switch your arms because then that little pull thing. I'm really surprised we don't pull them off sometimes.
Okay, I agree on that one. However, I feel like sometimes the buttons on the Buzz doesn't press properly.
Oh, and also, folks, there's a cheat I found. When you go on the Buzz Lightyear, right where you're supposed to aim, go to Instagram, look for it, and there's three different areas that get you 100,000. That must be how Rose gets such a high score, because she outscores everyone. So there's little cheats to hit different areas. So
I will say, one time I maxed out both of the guns on Buzz Lightyear.
That's very, wow.
That's, we did get stuck for about 3 minutes.
That's just, I think it's fun. I never get that high. But I still love it. Okay, your turn.
Mickey or Minnie?
Oh, gosh. That's a hard one, Rose. Minnie. Okay. I love because, growing up, it was always Mickey Mouse, Mickey Mouse. And when you love a side character, you get you don't appreciate the main character. Like, growing up, everything was Mickey Mouse associated with Disney World. Now, there's a lot more Pooh Bear there. And even Epcot's more like Figment, like the background characters. So, perfect. I do. Yeah. So, I would say Minnie. Plus, Minnie has cute little outfits. And she's pink. And okay. How about you?
Mickey.
How do I know that?
Sorcerer's Apprentice Mickey, particularly love. Want to wear his outfit.
Why don't you ever get his hat? His hat is amazing.
Yeah, I want his hat. It's mostly the hat.
The truth comes out.
It is mostly the hat.
Yeah.
But I'm not a huge fan of bows in my hair, so that's why I'm like not Minnie.
Oh, I guess I am. I'm an 80s girl. Okay.
Hey.
Epcot Center or Magic Kingdom?
Epcot.
Okay, why?
Because I prefer the lands, and I love some of the rides more than I love some of the rides over at Magic Kingdom, even if there is more rides, and my favorite ride is there. I still prefer most of the rides over at Epcot.
What's your favorite ride?
Space Mountain.
Really?
Yes.
I thought it was Guardians.
No, I do love Guardians. It is below Space Mountain, but I also love Living with the Land and Soaring. Soaring is so calming, as long as people around you aren't chit-chatting.
Right. Okay.
And Finding Nemo ride is kind of fun. Oh, and I like Mission Space.
Gosh, I haven't gone that in a long time. Okay. I'm a magic girl. I love the magic of Main Street, the castle, the different lands, Winnie the Pooh. Just walking down, it's just magical. I hate to use that word because it's such associated with Disney World. I almost said Harry Potter. But I really just feel that sense of enjoyment of being a child again. So, and granted, I don't think I went to Disney when I was a kid. I don't think I did.
You went to Disneyland once when you were little.
Yeah, I was 3. Yeah, Pop loves to tell the story how I wet my pants there. Yeah. I know. Well, it's all out there, guys.
Alrighty. So my next one was...
I went with my Aunt Midgey. So I think I was like 13 by the first time I went to Disney World.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
All right. So my next one was overdress or underdress for the park. So like underdress would be you go there on a dapper day and like almost everyone is doing it. Remember when we were there for...
Oh, yeah.
Girl strip, and there was a lot of, yeah, they were so, those outfits were cool.
They were amazingly expensive too, I'm sure. They really were put together.
They were so beautiful. Or would you rather be the one who is overdressed like everyone is normal and you're during your own dapper day?
I'd rather be overdressed. I think that's how I am. I'd rather, if I'm gonna put effort into it and buy things and get headbands, and I would love to be like one of those people that matches everything, but I'm not that organized. But I think overdressed. How about you?
I want to say I would love to be overdressed, but judging by my outfits when I go to the park these days, underdressed is probably what I would be.
Oh, me too. But if you had a choice.
Oh, I would love to wear fancy outfits.
Oh my gosh. Wouldn't it be amazing like to have a little budget and say, okay, we're going here today. Let's just pick an outfit and be able to just say, oh, charge it.
Oh, I wish.
Yeah, someday. Okay, ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Free food or free hotel?
Food.
Really?
I live in Florida. I don't need a hotel. I can go get food.
But you could stay anywhere you want. You could be staying at the Polynesian with Stitch and having their Aloha party and stuff.
Yes, but then I have to pay for Ohana every time.
Okay, just saying.
Imagine being able to go to the fancy restaurant and not actually have to pay anything.
Oh, that would be nice.
You're going to Tempo and Ito and you don't have to pay.
Ooh, I like that. Okay.
And you get all the Mickey pretzels you want.
I couldn't afford, I don't think I would eat as much as a hotel.
All right, so you're picking free hotel.
I would, because I would love to stay in something that's not moderate. I would love to go up to like a deluxe villa or like the beach resort. I love the beach here in Jersey. I'd love to stay there and experience that nice coastal feel.
I understand where you're coming from. It's just, as someone who lives here in Florida, food makes more sense for me.
Yeah, well, that's true.
I never have to do dinner. I can just go to a park and get dinner every day.
Oh, rub that in. Oh, I feel like a snack today. I'm going to go get a Mickey pretzel.
And I get tired of the parks. I can go to Springs and get food.
And you can go to the ballpark. Not ballpark. Boardwalk.
Or I can go to the hotels and go eat food there.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
I would be able to eat at a different place for an entire year and not go back to the same place.
Oh, you're talking free food for life? Or
yes, for life.
Well, then I would definitely take food over hotel. Because I would be there. If it's for life. Yeah. Okay. Mickey pretzels for life. Mm. Okay. I think I... Oh, and wait. That includes the baguettes in France.
Yeah. It's a $3 baguette, half baguette. It's not even...
I know, but hey, I'm happy about it.
You would need to buy 1,000 of them to make up a hotel room, basically.
You know what? Hey, then I buy a full size. Okay.
All right, so I'm going to say, would you rather cook with Tiana or Remy?
Oh my gosh. Remy. Definitely. Tiana's great, but Remy is a rat. And he cooks French cuisine. Definitely. What would you do?
I think I actually might want to go with Tiana. I love some of her recipes. French food is French food. Yeah. Southern food is Southern food.
That's very true. Your aunt makes the best Southern food too, because she's from down south.
Southern food. Delicious.
But I will admit, I still haven't had her baguette. Beignets. Have you had them?
Yes.
I got to get those. This sounds good. Okay. Here's a fun one. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Would you rather have a fairy godmother like Cinderella or a genie like Aladdin?
Genie.
Yeah? Why?
Because fairy godmother magic ends at midnight.
It doesn't have to. Wait, you're early. Go ahead.
I think I would prefer the genie. One, because no offense to fairy godmother, but genie seems more fun to hang out with.
But he only gives you 3 wishes.
But he's more fun to hang out with.
True. Okay.
And they never said you couldn't wish for more genies.
Oh, that's true. Because you can't wish for more wishes.
But you can wish for more genies.
Okay. That sounds good. Or you can wish for your friend to have more wishes.
That too.
Okay. I like that.
What about you?
Okay. I would rather a fairy godmother. I love the idea of... I mean, Cinderella's a beautiful story. It was always one of my favorites. And I just love the idea of magic from a fairy godmother. But I would love to have... There is a Cinderella where the fairy mother, Ford mother, I think fairy godmother was Billy Porter. On one of the Cinderellas, it was a male fairy godmother, and I thought, or fairy godparent, I think it was called. It was so cool to have that twist of a male doing it. So I think it was Billy Porter. I can see Rose right now Googling
2021 Amazon Prime Video.
And it was Billy Porter, right?
Yes, it was Billy Porter.
And Christian Siriano, who amazing, who Munchkin loves, dressed him for the Oscars, I think, after that. He looked amazing.
The movie is called Fabulous Godmother.
Okay. Well, he's fabulous. Okay. Okay. Go ahead.
Alrighty. Would you rather work at Sunnyside Daycare or Monsters University?
Monsters University. I did home daycare growing up. I did not, it's very difficult to take care of little toddlers. Were being a university teacher, that would be wicked cool fun. Mm-hmm. Yes, I teach kindergarten.
Yeah, you teach kindergarten. It's not that much different.
What about you?
So I probably would also pick Monsters University, mostly because of the library at Monsters University.
Oh, okay.
And I can audit classes then.
I thought because you were a preschool teacher.
I have been a preschool teacher, and I could probably work at Sunnyside Daycare. I just don't want to.
Yeah. It's hard. Being a preschool teacher is hard. A university, you know, I would think it's a lot easier. But on a university level, too, you also get to write dissertations. You get to write papers. You get to make a difference out there. Oh, her face is going. Now she's going back to preschool.
No, I can still take classes. I'm going to take engineering classes.
Okay. Are you ready? Would you rather have matching shirts or a theme?
This is one of my questions that I put.
Oh, I can't ask your questions?
What?
I can't ask your questions?
No, I just like, oh, that's one of the ones I put. So I would rather, honestly, I'd rather dress up as a theme with friends or a group in general than that have matching t-shirts.
Yeah, I like that too.
Yeah. I love group costumes, so that would be my... I would love that.
Although, I love the idea of everyone dressing like we're going to Epcot, pick Epcot, like do a Epcot shirt. I would like that. Okay. Your turn.
All right. Would you rather go against Ursula or Maleficent?
Is there another option?
Nope.
Wow. Holy mackerel. Radio silence.
Radio silence.
I would say Ursula because she can be killed.
Huh?
Their powers are both scary. But Ursula can be killed where Maleficent, I don't think, can. She's too wicked.
She has been killed. But
I don't know about that. What about you?
I kind of want to go against Maleficent because I want to fight a dragon.
Oh, gosh.
Fight the dragon.
I see. Okay, that makes sense.
Fight the dragon.
Okay. That's not the Maleficent I had in mind, but that's okay. I think
we have different movies going on in our heads.
I think we do have different Maleficent. I'm thinking the one from Sleeping Beauty.
Same. She turns into a dragon and then Prince Philip stabs him. Her.
Oh, that's right. Oh, I forgot all about that. I'm thinking of her sitting with her staff with the crow on top of it in the very beginning.
Same one.
I forgot about the ending.
Still want to fight the dragon.
Okay, Briar Rose. Okay. Now, Rose asked me this question, and I have to say, I combine it, so my answer is going to be different.
Nope, it's not.
It doesn't count. It does count.
No, it does not.
live with Santa Claus or Winnie the Pooh?
Santa. I want the magic of Christmas, the magic of Santa, the hot chocolate.
So you're
and not to live in the woods.
You're thinking of the Santa Claus movie with Tim Allen.
Yes.
Not yes. Me. I want the simplicity of Winnie the Pooh. I want the simplicity of being out in the woods, not a care in the world, having friends. I love honey as it is. I actually just discovered vanilla honey. Yeah, it's delicious. And having true friends. Okay. But then again, so I sent Rose, when she asked me this, a picture of Winnie the Pooh dressed as Santa Claus. So I have both of them.
All right, on a lighter note, would you rather wear Tiana's puffy green dress or Belle's yellow puffy dress?
Ew. She's green and yellow, didn't you? My school colors. I would say Belle's. What about you?
Tiana's.
Really? Why?
Because it's prettier.
Okay.
Because I don't like yellow.
Okay. Well, I don't like yellow either, but I do like, I don't know. I guess I think of the character behind it too.
Oh, I was just picturing the dress. I'm like, I would rather that green dress. It's a nicer shade to, in my brain.
It is a beautiful green dress. I have to say, but it's very similar to Belle's, which is similar to Ariel's, which is silver. I mean, they're all similar.
It's a ball gown.
Yes. Okay. Ready?
Yep.
I already know Rose's answer on this.
Oh,
popcorn or ice cream?
Popcorn, obviously.
Really? Why?
Because it's tastier. You can munch on it and it lasts longer.
Oh, okay.
Get more bang for your buck.
Got it. I'm going to choose ice cream because I'm popcorn. I like popcorn. I like it a lot. But there's this salt and I forget the name of it. Salt and something at a
Disney Springs.
Yeah. And it has different flavors. And also they've got Ghirardelli's there. And if I could just have Ghirardelli's, oh yeah, I'm a happy camper. Okay, your turn.
Okay. Elsa or Olaf?
Ooh, that's a hard one. Olaf has magical powers, right?
He gives warm hugs.
I would say Olaf. I think it'd be fun to have a magical snowman. He is always happy. He's always caring. He's like a little Winnie the Pooh, but frozen. What about you? But
Frozen, because he's in the movie Frozen.
Yeah, and he's made of snow.
All right, I'm going to take Elsa. I love her powers.
Of course you do. Okay. Let's I love her powers go. Too. As long as you're... We're still related, so I can use those powers too. Okay, ready? Buzz or Woody?
Buzz.
Why?
Because Woody's a jerk for the first movie.
He's a what?
He's a bit of a jerk in the first movie.
He's not a jerk. He's a cowboy.
He tries to spoil Buzz's belief because he doesn't like it the way that it is.
He spoils his belief because he needs him to realize that he's a toy. And Buzz doesn't think he's a toy.
Okay.
I got her. Yes.
Okay.
I like Woody.
No, but I'm just going to let you agree with you.
I like that. Hey, folks, mark this on the calendar so let me win. Woody, because he's a cowboy and he gets to ride horses and live on a ranch. And, you know, I think that's a lot of fun.
Doesn't live on a ranch. He lives in Andy's bedroom.
Well, if he was. Okay, he also wears cowboy boots, which I said I want now. I want cowboy boots. And I think sheriff's kind of a fun job, as long as you don't get hurt. Okay.
Soaring or Flight of Passage?
Flight of Passage was the Avatar one, right?
Yes.
Ooh, they're very similar, Rose. Soaring was gorgeous. Flight of Passage was fun, because you can have a different aviator on your back, right?
Yeah.
I'd say I only went on Flight of Passage once. So I would have to say Flight of Passage because Soren does kind of scare me a little still. So what about you?
I like soaring alone. I like that you can just sit there and relax and watch. I'm not a huge Avatar fan, so if I have to choose between the two, I'd rather go on soaring.
I do wish Soren had a little bit more
updated
effects. Water splashing at you, or like more of a wind or a sand smell, or you know, the chimes coming from behind you or under your seat. Just a lot like what is the one with the tree? The Bug's Life?
Oh yeah.
I wish it had more of a 3D effect because it's beautiful, but I really like when you're down by the ocean and you're ready to touch it, the salty smell should reach you.
As long as it's not the skunk from Figment.
Oh, that's well, yeah. How about the skunk from the tree too. Oh, yep. The little, yeah. Okay.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. Think of Inside Out. Do you want anxiety or sadness?
I already have both.
Which would you rather? You have to answer. You told me that. You can't.
I would rather hug sadness.
There's no hugs in it. What is it? There's no hugs.
I want to hug sadness.
Oh, you mean that's part? Oh, that's a continuation?
Yeah, I want to hug sadness.
Okay, so it's would you rather hug from anxiety or sadness, or would you rather be anxiety or sadness? I'm asking, would you rather be anxiety or sadness?
Oh, me. I thought you were just...
You didn't spell the word. You wrote this, and you thought it was the hug. I'm changing it to be.
I would still rather be sadness, because I still haven't watched the new movie, Mom.
I haven't either, but I love anxiety.
Okay.
You'll I love anxiety. She looks like me. You know, like my hair, I feel like I'm frazzled all the time. Not all the time. Some of the time. Okay.
You ready?
Yep, Barunis.
Would you rather have Thor's powers or Loki's?
Aren't they kind of the same?
No. One is magic and transportations and stuff, and one is lightning powers and strength.
Okay, this is where...
And flight.
I don't understand. Like, I saw some of these are also more lean toward, and I'm totally off balance here. Would I rather... I'd rather be Thor. If I'd rather be Thor or Loki, I'd rather be Thor, because he's a good god. Loki's a misunderstood brother who's mean.
Yeah, he's a mischief god.
He's adopted too, right?
Yes.
Okay. I think I'd rather Thor.
Mm-hmm. I would take Loki's powers though.
I do. Would you love Loki? You're a villain person too.
Oh yeah, I'm very much a villain person.
Yeah. But why?
Because I feel like his powers are more versatile and useful.
Oh.
In everyday life.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's mostly it. His powers are more versatile. It's more useful for daily life. I'm not going to go fly everywhere. I'm not going to conjure lightning constantly, so.
Okay. You never know.
Yeah, true.
Okay. Would you rather eat dark chocolate or milk chocolate?
I prefer dark, please.
Okay. I prefer milk.
Okay. If you had to buy an item at the parks, so basically one of your things got ruined, you had to buy something, would you rather buy a top or a bottom part for your outfit?
Top.
Hmm.
I think because bottoms, jeans, sweats, leggings, skirt. Tops, you can do sweaters, you can do fanciness, you can, you know, it's, I'm more a top person. Sweatshirts, you know, scarf, there's more accessories and stuff you can put on the top.
Accessory is not top, it's a top like your shirt or your bottom like your pants.
Okay, shirt, sweatshirt, blouse, short sleeve, long sleeve, no sleeve, you know, there's a whole bunch of varieties more, I think, with tops.
Okay.
And you?
Bottoms.
Rose, we are so opposite sometimes.
One, because their bottoms are very comfortable.
You only just bought a pair of sweatpants.
I literally just bought a pair of sweatpants. Yes.
Okay. But
also because I love a lot of the skirts in the park. They're so pretty.
Okay.
But I feel like I would use the bottoms more than I would use the tops. If I'm buying like leggings, bike shorts, pants, sweatpants. They have some really cool patterned ones when you go into Animal Kingdom. So cool.
Okay. That is fine.
Yeah.
Okay, ready?
Yes.
Would you rather meet characters or see shows?
Shows.
I'm the same. Why?
Because I am character interaction so short. I feel like you would get more out of the show and you get to sit.
I agree. You still like Broadway shows?
Yes, I still like Broadway shows.
Okay. Next time you come here, I want to go to Broadway with you, along with the New York Museum of Library?
Yeah, the New York Library. You're going to stake me, what was it, 15 years ago?
No, it's only been 4 years ago. Oh, that's right. We're going to go with my gym teacher. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, well, you have to be in one place.
I was in one place for
That's
years.
New Jersey. But yeah, I would love to take you to the library and then also, yeah, to the Broadway shows.
I will probably cut this bit out.
Why?
Because we don't need to hear the rambling about Broadway.
It's us. Okay. You were just talking about shows, so it actually fits in. It's relevant.
Okay.
Your turn.
All right. So, would you rather dress like Star Lord,
Again, she's going off on shows I don't even know about.
Guardians of the Galaxy, Mom?
Is that the
Star Lord's
Chris
the main
Pratt?
character. It's the
Is that
guy, yeah, that you like.
Chris Pratt?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or
So Han Solo or
Spider-Man's hoodie outfit.
what is Spider-Man's hoodie outfit?
So it's basically like a onesie with a red hoodie, blue onesie with a red hoodie, Mom.
Is it the one before
Tony
Tony
gave him
Stark?
his suit. Yeah.
Oh, definitely the Star Lord. That's cool. He's got a gun attached. He's got a cute little jacket. Am I thinking of the right character?
Yep.
Or am I wrong? It's like a Han Solo look.
Similar, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Well,
I
wait.
chose him because you like Star Chris Pratt.
I also like Chris Pine.
Oh, it was, is it Chris Pine or Chris Pratt?
It's Chris
Which one
Pratt,
is
but Chris Pine is in Princess Diaries.
it?
Yeah, I think that one. What about you?
comfy hoodie outfit.
Knew
What
that.
comfy.
Yep, figure that one.
Though it
Okay.
must be comfortable if he runs around space in it.
Space.
Yeah, Chris Pratt, Star Lord is in space.
No, you wanted the comfy outfit of Spider-Man.
Yes, but I'm like, his Star Lord's must be comfy also if he's running around in space.
It's the car. It's the what he needs to wear. He doesn't have a choice.
Okay.
Costume designer designed it. Okay. Thinking about Disney, obviously. Halloween or Christmas?
Halloween. This is Halloween. This is Halloween.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe that.
I like spooky.
Yeah, wow. Okay.
You?
Christmas.
Alrighty. Tower of Terror or Rock and Roller Coaster?
Rock and Roll is closed, isn't it?
No.
Oh, it's turning into Muppet Vision or
No.
something.
Just
No?
ignore it. Just what it is right now, Mom.
Okay, tell me again.
Tower of Terror or Rock and Roller Coaster?
Terror, terror. I love the scare being scared when it drops that the seatbelt's gonna break and I'm gonna crash and I'm gonna fall forward and fall out of it. Yeah.
I love that too. I love that too. I love Tower of Terror.
Yeah. And what about you?
Tower of Terror. I will say the last three times I've been on it alone, the person next to me has grabbed me when we fall.
Oh, that's because you're a nice person. You're someone that they can like feel safe with, Rose. Okay. Sweet treat, savory treat.
Savory.
Why?
Because I like savory stuff.
Like, what's your best fate? What's your best savory that you would want?
Popcorn.
Okay.
The
Okay.
buffalo chicken chip buffalo chicken chips at Animal Kingdom.
Okay. What would a Mickey pretzel go under?
Savory.
I'd rather savory then too. Okay, or a baguette. That'd
All
be
right.
savory. Okay.
We're gonna have to wrap this up soon.
Okay, two more each.
All righty. So I will save that one then. Let's see. Would you, let's see. Pop Century or Art of Animation or the All Star Hotels?
Art of Animation. I like the air. It's got Ariel and it's got Cars, I think.
Does have cars, yeah.
I think doesn't it have The Lion King? Yeah, much rather those. How about you?
I would also prefer Pop Century because of
Wait, no, I
Skyler.
said Art of Animation.
Yes, it's Pop Century slash Art of Animation or the All Star Hotels.
Oh, I didn't realize there were two. Oh, I see what you're saying. Oh yeah, I'd rather, yeah. Okay.
Pop Century and Art of Animation over All Stars. The Skyliner kind of beats it out for me.
Oh, I forgot about that. Oh yeah. Oh, that
However,
Skyliner is.
if I had to split it the other way, where Pop Century is with All Stars, I'm going to choose that over Art of Animation.
Yeah, I have to say, if you're definitely gonna go in the Skyliner. That's amazing.
Agreed. Okay,
ready? Pooh or Olaf?
Pooh.
Why?
He's cuddly.
Yeah, I gotta agree with that.
Cuddle.
Yeah, I like that. Okay.
Alrighty. What about you?
Definitely Pooh Bear.
All right. Would you rather go on a VIP tour or one of the Adventures by Disney?
What's an Adventure by Disney?
So those are like the you travel with Disney. Like there's one where you go to every single Disney park in the entire world. There's Ooh. You can take Disney. You can go into Iceland, I believe, is one, and explore that. There's a couple, like there's like destination where you get to go on a trip and it's Disney-ified.
Is this free?
I'm gonna say it is free for this scenario.
I would definitely do Adventures by Disney. Could you imagine going to another country and seeing how Disney? I mean, the people I tutor went to Japan Disney and it was amazing. Yeah. So yeah. What about you?
I would also go Adventures by Disney if I ever got the opportunity and it was free. I would do that one where it takes like a month, but you have to go to every single Disney park in the entire world.
Oh, I would do that too. Could you? And then we do matching outfits or themes?
Judging by the fact that we're bumping around different parks, probably matching t-shirts would be best.
Yeah, I think so too. Okay.
Would rather themes, but t-shirts would work best.
Yep. Okay, this one I really love. Ready? Would you love would you rather live in Zootopia or Arendelle?
Arendelle.
Zootopia can be in all four of the lands. Arendelle.
What do you think? Zootopia has four lands?
The rainforest, the cold, the. Okay. I can't think of what you are.
I would probably take Arendelle because it's less dangerous.
Oh, okay.
And I'm a human either surrounded by other humans or humans surrounded by animals.
But they can't hear the gazelle.
Yeah, I'm going to go over to Arendelle and listen to Elsa sing in the middle of the night.
True. Oh, that's true. Woo! Okay. I think I'd rather Arendelle because I love the idea that there's a castle there.
True.
Yeah, you know, I kind of think of that like England. Like if you lived in England, there's a castle. But then again, I'm an American that idolizes that where, you know, someone may rather like our kind of government where I'm thinking, oh, it'd be so cool to have like a ruler, like a prince or a king. So
I just think castles are cool.
I would love to like visit the castles. But then again, we also love Harry Potter. Where does that take place in? A what?
Castle.
Yes. So yeah, we're leading them into the feel of like, hey, we might spread a little to Harry Potter world. So, okay, sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, it's okay. I'm getting off on Harry Potter and I
was gonna say, I think that is it for tonight. We will be back next week with hopefully our unlimited budget, assuming someone finishes it.
I'm gonna really try. It is so hard because originally I was thinking like, I want. And then Rose, did you tell me like, you were just like, where would you do? You just walk through and get what you want.
Yeah.
Where I was thinking like, ooh, that Dorney and Burke store, there's three purses I want. I want that tiara. It's want, rather than I'm just going to walk and do what I want.
Yeah.
So, but it was fun to pick the hotels. I will tell you that.
Whatever we decide to approach it is how we approach it. That's what I told you.
True. Yep. Okay. That sounds good.
All right. Assuming that we get that done, we will go with that. If not, we will talk about a different topic.
Wait, why don't we finish this or that?
Or we'll finish this or that.
That sounds good. Everyone have a magical week.
Bye.
Bye.